Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for May the 22nd. Today's devotion is entitled, Hosanna, Blessed is He. We'll be looking at the reading from the book of Psalms, Psalm 118, verses 25 and 26. Save us, we pray, O Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. Psalm 118 was written as a song of thanksgiving and celebration that ultimately pointed to the coming Messiah. The cry, Save Us, We Pray, came from the Hebrew, Hoshiana, which became the familiar word, Hosanna, meaning save now. Centuries later, crowds shouted these very words as Jesus entered Jerusalem riding on a donkey. They cried, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, recognizing him as the promised king. Psalm 118 contained other remarkable messianic pictures as well. The stone the builders rejected became the cornerstone, a prophecy Jesus applied to himself after being rejected by the religious leaders. The psalm also spoke of the festal sacrifice being bound to the altar, foreshadowing Christ, the true Lamb of God, who entered Jerusalem not only as king, but also as the sacrifice headed toward the cross. Scholars estimate there are over 300 Old Testament prophecies concerning the Messiah, and every one finds its fulfillment in Christ. Psalm 118 was not merely a song for Israel's worship, it was a prophetic song announcing Jesus. We must ask ourselves whether we have truly welcomed Jesus into our lives as King and Savior. The crowds waved palm branches and shouted praise, but many later turned away. It is possible to admire Jesus without surrendering to Jesus. We can become fans of Christ while resisting his authority over our hearts. Jesus did not come merely to receive our applause. He came to save us and reign over us. Rather than waving palm branches as fans, we must wave white flags of surrender, yielding every part of our lives to him. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for sending Jesus as our promised King and Savior. Forgive us for times when we have admired him from a distance without fully surrendering our lives. Help us lay down our pride and welcome Christ as Lord over every area of our lives. Let our praise rise from our hearts that truly belong to you. In Jesus' name.